Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Hi, this is Donnell Johnson and Lisa Thompson. And we're here today standing in for Scott and Red. They're out there shooting those hogs. Actually, they're driving back from Texas.
Yeah, we feel very blessed to be here and being host of Scott and Red's program. And it's going to be a great program today. So stick with us. And we have a bunch of giveaways. And hopefully here soon, we're going to have Wayne Carlton calling in. And we're going to talk to Wayne a little bit about some Colorado hunting. And then we have our friend Tiny Thompson here, and he's going to talk about Step Up and Step Out.
And we also have Jessica Johnson in the studio with us today, a younger hunter, and she's going to share a little bit of her story, the success we had this year. Let's start out with Tiny here, Step Up, Step Out. I've known you, Tiny, for a few years. We bump into each other at the different sporting events, and you do some amazing things for youth in the outdoors. And would you just share a little bit about your program with Step Up, Step Out?
Yeah, Step Up, Step Out, Colorado Outdoors. Was started because I'm a master instructor for the Division of Wildlife. I teach hunter education. Excuse me, Parks and Wildlife. And I noticed that the kids that I was teaching weren't going hunting. And the two biggest reasons was we don't have a gun and we don't know where to go. So after a day of pondering that while pheasant hunting, me and my buddies got together and we decided that we were going to do something about that. So we started Step Up, Step Out, where if you have a hunter education card, even if we didn't give it to you, and you get a hold of us and you tell us that you'd like to go hunting with us, we will put you out on properties for, we schedule pheasant, dove, goose, duck. We took five kids pronghorn hunting this year. We've taken a couple of elk hunting already. We just opened the doors. So
awesome. What we're going to talk a little bit later here in the show about how people can hook into that program. And Lisa and I are even getting involved with that a little bit, helping you. Wayne Carlton has just called into the show, so we'd like to tap into his schedule today. He's pretty busy. Wayne Carlton is a very amazing elk caller and creator of calls. And I just want him to share a little bit about himself. And we're going to ask him a few questions here on the show. Wayne, are you with us?
I am here. I'm walking. Actually, I'm at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Cowboy Christmas.
Awesome. Where's that at?
It's over in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. How's the weather in Vegas?
Well, considering I was in Colorado and it was -1 3 days ago, I'm almost getting a heat stroke where I'm at now.
That's awesome. Wayne, will you tell us a little bit about yourself? I've met you at different places. I used your calls avidly this year in the field, and they're amazing. But tell us a little bit about some of your elk calls and some of the stuff you're doing right now.
Well, I continuously make elk calls, but we started back about 30, 35 years ago, and we took a turkey call, and we learned how to call elk with a turkey call. And so nobody had ever used a diaphragm call to do that sort of stuff. And just like what we're doing today, we got a little press, and people started finding out about it. One thing led to another. So we've lived a good life for 30-something years in the outdoor industry and teaching people how to call wildlife and designing new calls and such as that.
I know for me, I'm a musician. My background is I play the piano and sing, and I think that's what is so amazing about elk hunting is the tones and pitches and all the different calls you can use to sound like a herd. I was reading one of your articles online this week, and I think the trap that some people fall into is just taking one call, thinking there's one way to call the elk. And in the article I was reading about you is just the variety of calls. And do you want to talk about that for a minute, the different kinds of calls that can help you?
I kind of equate that to going fishing. If you're serious about fishing, you probably don't take one plug.
Right, right.
And when you're calling wildlife, whether it be elk or anything, I try to take as many different sounds as I can that would help me call that wildlife in. Because you don't know from one day to the next what they're going to want to hear.
Right, Right. And I think it's fun for me, too, as a hunter when I'm out there, when I'm trying to discern the difference between a hunter and an actual animal. I can almost, most of the time, not always, you can kind of tell when it's a hunter, when it's this perfect little call, the same thing over and over again. I've heard some funny different things. One of the things that drew me into you again this year, I was out on YouTube just watching the different calls, and I saw a video of you doing a lost calf. Can you tell how that's effective?
Well, you know, in so many states, out western states now, we have a surplus of cow tags. And so we know how to call a bugle by bugling or using cow calls to that bull to make him come in for different reasons. So when you have a cow tag, they're normally later in the season, but what really works super well is a calf in distress. And because the cows relate to calf in distress, yeah, the mating season's over. No, the cows haven't had any calves yet, but they all understand it. So if you should have a cow tag and there's elk close by, or you're trying to get them to come out in the open, or maybe you're also trying to stop them for a standing shot, just learn how to use either a diaphragm redup, which I'll demonstrate here for you in a second. But just think of a calf and think of a calf in extreme distress of some kind or the other. So let me give you a difference. This is just an average cow. Now I'm going to add a little bit of excitement to it. And so I do that in the way that I do it, as if a bear has a calf down and it's starting to pull on it, so that creates that higher pitch.
Right, and honestly, that's awesome. With our hunting company, we obviously talk to a lot of hunters in the field, and I had a hunter calling in, and it's like you said, sometimes guys are saying, well, they're not in rut yet, I can't call anybody in, and I had a hunter call in. He said, man, the lost calf is really, really working for us this year. We've called in four different groups of elk, and so that's when I Googled it, and I found you. And I've been using your calls avidly. I absolutely love. I've got your bull getter and the smaller version of that, and that's actually what I used this year to call in. It was a lone cow out there, called it in for my daughter Jessica, and she got her first cow this year. Any other things that you would want to share with us? We've got some new hunters to Colorado. Lisa and I met a couple this week at a luncheon we were at, and there's just so many people that are hunters, but they're new to elk hunting. And then I have another question I'm going to have Tiny ask you in just a second. But any other things that you think that you could share with them and where maybe they can pick up some of your calls at?
You should be able to find our calls at most of the Cabela's and Bass Pro, Gander, Shields, those kind of folks, Sportsman's Warehouse. But one thing, you heard the way that I call it, it's kind of high-pitched. I want to demonstrate a call for you. It's much like the Mac Daddy call, and it's so important. If you're calling something, you cannot, if you call too hard, like on a bear, if it's a young bear and you squall really heavy at it, instead of calling that young bear in, you will scare it away. But if you took a young bear and just did something really soft, then it would give that bear time to warm up and come in. Well, same thing with bulls. A bull don't want to come into another bull that he hears and he perceives that it's going with him. So I like the same call that I just used for that cow, I'll now use it for a bugle. It sounds like this.
That's good
just
stuff.
Just simple stuff like that without trying to add a lot of the real deep tones. So the deeper you sound when you're bugling, the fewer bulls you will call in, because not all elk are big that you're talking to.
Right.
So I think that would be a good tip. Just call sound smaller than the bull that you're calling to.
I have a question for you, because you know how you can kind of tell when a bull's, and I've done this before where I think I sounded too big and I ended up, you know, it almost sounds like the finale on the 4th of July because they start bugling, as like you were doing it. I can't do all the grunts and chuckles, but And as it's kind of escalating, and then all of a sudden they go silent, and you can tell they've left the building, so to speak. I've been told if in the middle of that you actually bugle on top of them, it will kind of re-engage them again because you can kind of tell they're on their way out. Is there anything you can do if you've already messed it up to try to get that bull to re-engage?
If they have smelled you, probably no. If you have only scared them through, just here's a for instance, I called in a 6-point bull in Gunnison, and it actually came in and I touched it in the nose with my arrow while it's on my bow. So the bull, but the draft was blowing in my face. So that bull, you know, he's 29 inches away from me. And the only reason I stuck him in the nose, I didn't want him to step on me. So it ran off, but I was able to call it back, but it had not smelled me. So I would say to those out there that if you got a bull going and something don't go right, try to figure out what went wrong. If he smelled you, kind of forget it, kind of come back another day. If he did not smell you, if the wind was right, then just change positions and see if you can call him into a new position, because I've done just what you're talking about, and they would come, but they wouldn't come all the way. And then I found out there was a small ravine between me and the bull, and he didn't want to go into it to come back up.
All right.
So you never know why they don't want to come. And if you don't know the country that well, if you're in some new country, there's no idea that you can come up with as to why they won't. We just know that they don't.
Thank you so much, Wayne. We have to go to a quick commercial break. Do you have time to stay on just for one more question? I'm going to have Tiny ask you when we get back.
You bet. One more, okay?
Okay, we're going to commercial break here at Sportsman of Colorado.
Okay. All right.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of fleshlaw.com. Fleshlaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. Fleshlaw, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 40th anniversary, and we've assembled over 150 pre-owned vehicles for our 40th birthday party. Save 50, 60, 70% of the vehicle's original cost new. And we have over 50 banks and credit unions giving you, our customers, special rates. Come by or check us out online, LynnLyleChevy.com.
Mobile Estate Planning with Michael Bailey, Wednesday afternoon at 2:30 during ATX. Ask the Experts on KLZ 560.
They're playing Thursday in Loveland.
Really? Are you going?
Welcome back here at Sportsman of Colorado. I'm Lisa Thompson with Donnell Johnson. We're hosting the show today for Scott Watley, who's been down in Texas with his pal Red hunting wild pigs. So we have Wayne Carlton on the phone, and we'd like to welcome Wayne back. And thanks, Wayne, for taking time out of your schedule. We know you're a busy guy, and you're in Vegas at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation show, and we appreciate you tuning in and helping us out with some of these sportsmen's questions. And we have a friend here named Tiny Thompson, and he has a question for you, Wayne.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne, first of all, I want to tell you that I make so many mistakes calling that I'm actually pretty well sought after in the woods because they stay on the other side of the ridge when I start calling. But my question,
you go over here, I'll stay there.
Yeah. My question is, I take a lot of kids out on the Eastern Plains for deer, and we get the season tags, season choice tags, and they're allowed to shoot does. Is there any call for calling in doe deer? And you're probably going to tell me there's three or four aisles of it, and I just haven't seen it yet. But, you know, I'm serious.
Well, there is the two ways to call doe deer in, either with high-pitched grunt calls, which I don't have one with me. But high-pitched grunt calls, which is more of a doe than a buck, like a running buck is, a doe that's communicating just with a, so you want to have a higher pitch. But the other thing you use is a fawn bleat, and they have different cans out that if you turn it upside down, it makes wah, wah. It has that kind of a sound. And they work really good on calling does in. And just like I talked about on the elk, where you can make it have more predatory, more distress, that makes them come in even better. So to do that, it's just going wah, with a can. Shake the can while you're turning it over. It goes wah. And just that in itself means all the difference in the world.
Well, I thank you for answering that, and we're probably going to find a way to send you some pictures of some kids this year when they harvest their animal because they learned how to do that. I appreciate that.
That I can help.
Well, thank you, Wayne. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule again, and we really just admire all the things that you've done in the hunting world. And Donnell and I use your calls religiously. I can't tell you how many times I've been out with different people and I've used one of your calls just to stop a herd of elk just so someone can get a shot. And so
I appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. And have fun down there in Vegas and catch all that heat because it's a little cool here in Colorado.
Will do. Thank y'all.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right, bye.
So, Tiny, we'd just like you to tell us a little bit more about Step Up, Step Out. Thank you for letting Wayne jump on there. We were trying to work with his schedule, but thank you so much. Tell us a little bit more about Step Up, Step Out. Tell us about the program that you had where the kids helped you with the plat after it flooded.
Okay. We don't give a free lunch. Nobody does in Chicago. That's the way I learned. And these kids have to pay a membership fee to come hunt with us. But here's the kicker. It ain't money.
Right.
They have to do something for the world to pay it forward and pay it back. Like we have some kids that volunteer and plant seedlings in burn areas, or they'll help serve lunch along the river when they find a crew that's, you know, trying to repair the riparian area. And a couple of weeks ago, we had two groups of kids and the United States Marine Corps.
Awesome.
Come out and cut trails and put up duck blinds along a slough. And then we realized that this sandbar from the spring flood had stopped the flow of water in the slough. So I got 10 kids and the Marines and their wives, and we went out and shoveled about 230, 240 feet of sandbar, 4 feet across, 2 feet deep.
Wow.
We've got water flowing, the ducks are landing, and it's all about having the kids pay respect by offering to do something for the landowner in order to get permission to hunt. And now all these kids may not hunt at this place, but now they've earned the right to go hunt any place we're going to go hunt.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Anything else you can tell us? And how can somebody get involved in this program if they have some kids? Maybe it's a single mom and she has a son or a daughter that wants to get involved in the outdoors. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, here's part of a kicker, but it's not all the way down. We do have a Facebook page, Step Up, Step Out, Colorado Outdoors. But, okay, folks, I'm going to tell you, these two ladies here know that I am electronically illiterate. So knowing how to put a picture on Facebook, knowing how to put something else out there, it's probably not going to happen too often with me. But Donnell said that she would help me get the site up and running, and we are going to, we go hunting practically every weekend until the 1st of April now. whether it's waterfowl. We hunt a lot of geese up around Windsor. We hunt pheasants from Sterling to Nebraska. If they want to get started in big game hunting, they have to meet up with us early so that we can tell them where to put in for the draw. And we have a lot of landowners now that are actually filing for landowner vouchers.
Okay.
And then they sign them over to the kids. We had five kids go pronghorn hunting this year, four of them harvested. We had one kid, 403-yard shot with a 243, one shot.
That's amazing.
And I can't even see 400 yards away. So my hat's off to Trevor McDaniel. That was him. But to all the kids that we've taken out, it's just a matter of they may not have a gun. So we've had people start to donate their used youth 20-gauge shotguns and stuff. And Cabela's, the good Lord blessed me when they introduced me to that store.
Yeah.
Because Nick Filler, the marketing manager, and all the people that work there, they bend over backwards to help me get anything I need, you know, for the kids. So it's just a partnership that, you know, it's just amazing that the good Lord blessed me like that.
Now, would there be a phone number they could call and say, hey, Tiny, I want to catch up with your program, or do they go on the Facebook and post something, or what's the best way?
Well, if I don't know how to run Facebook, that's probably not going to be a good way to do it.
Is there a phone number we can give them?
Yeah, it's my phone number. It's 970-545-2014.
So do that one more time, slow.
970-545-2014. She's going to hit me.
I am going to hit you. But you led me to another topic, and we're going to come back to some of that. But we want to talk a little bit about preference points today and the draw that's coming up, because this is the time of the year. Some people are still doing December, January hunts on these cow elk, a few deer tags. But we're going to talk a little bit about making sure that people get in on the draw in April. And I know there's a lot of people that are new to our state, and they don't understand that. So we're going to have Lisa. Can you just talk about that for a second for us?
Sure. I tell people all the time, Donnell and I consult many people in the hunting world, and I tell them, if you do nothing else, read the first five pages of the Colorado regulations of the big game. And the reason is because there's new stuff in there. A lot of people don't. We mentor a guy that we have the last couple of years, and he's a native of Colorado of 55 years, and he didn't have one preference point. And that was beside ourselves, but now he does. And now he's collected them and he knows how. I just talked to a couple the other day that just moved here from Texas. They put in for the draw. They did not draw. And they didn't think they could hunt in the state of Colorado. So they didn't hunt this last year. We just told them that most of Colorado, 90% of Colorado, is over the counter. You can show up the night before from out of state and buy an over the counter elk tag. And they were just, they had no idea. So I said, for your homework, go read. I mean, it'd be great if you read the whole brochure. But for your homework, go read the first five pages. You'll learn more in those first five pages than you'll learn in anything. So to understand the preference points in Colorado, it's huge. If you want a quality hunt, you need to put in for preference points, know where you're going to hunt. You're always looking for a good second choice because you're going to have to wait years to hunt in a special draw. But that doesn't mean you can't hunt. Most of Colorado is over the counter. So again, pick up the big game regulations, and in March they'll be sending them out to everybody, and just read those first five pages and then start going through on the pronghorn and the elk and the sheep and the goat or whatever you want to put in for. But understanding those, many, many people don't take the time to read them, and it confuses them.
You know, that first page on the brochures, no matter whether it's waterfowl, small game, or whatever, that very first page it's titled What's New? Because nothing stays the same.
Right, right.
Areas close, areas open up, preference points change. That is the most important page, is the what's new. And if you don't understand it, the best way to do it would be to call the Division of Wildlife, because they got people that know way more than me about it, faster than me. But all of my kids, everybody up in my area, they all call me.
And one of the things Parks and Wildlife does is they do allocate tags for youth. So we, Lisa and I had a chance this year, a good friend of ours had a tag in the Boesky State Wildlife Area, and it took him 23 points to draw that. But there was a youth in there that had drawn it with six points.
Yeah.
And that was like elk wonderland. It was the most elk I'd ever seen in my whole life. So for you and me, we have to wait 23 years. For a youth, those youth need to be starting to apply when they're 12. And by the time they're 18, 19, they can actually do an amazing hunt down in the state wildlife area. So there's an advantage for those youth tags. So they need to be applying. Which leads me to, I want to start doing some of our giveaways. We have Big Game CD, which is a part, and Big Game Digital Maps is the company that I'm with. And we're going to be giving away two of our $100 products today. It comes with 2,800 maps. It shows you the concentrations of the elk. We even have a map on here that shows you which is over-the-counter units or which ones require you to have points. You can load that on your smartphone, Garmin, Android. And so we're going to be giving away that to the third caller that calls in to 303-477-5600. That was like a prop. 303-477-5600. We're going to go to break here, and Tiny's going to shut his phone off.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
John Rush during the afternoon rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Sportsman of Colorado. I'm Lisa Thompson here with Donnell Johnson and Tiny Thompson and Jessica Johnson. We're here in hosting Scott Watley's program, and we thank Scott. If you're listening, thank you for letting us host your program today. It's been fun, and we've had a chance to talk to Wayne Carlton today, and we have Tiny Thompson in with Step Up and Step Out, and we've been talking to him about youth, which right before the break we were talking about regulations and the Colorado regulations, and I just want to go back for just a split second and talk about the youth. The youth have 6 years from 12 to 18 to be a youth here in Colorado. They can start applying when they're 11 if the season falls, if the big game hunting season falls when they turn 12. So hypothetically, my children took They applied when they were 11, but they turned 12 in August, so they could do that big game hunting season. So get your six preference points. When you open those first five few pages of the hunting regs, it'll talk about tags A, B, and C. And every time you look in there under elk or deer, right next to the far right, it'll tell you if it's an A tag, a B tag, or a C tag. Understand the difference. You can have one A tag. You can have one B tag and many C tags. You can also have no A tag and two B tags. So you can be hunting bull elk for archery. You can rifle hunt cow elk for one of the rifle seasons. And then you can even do a late season, a C tag. In theory, you could possibly have three elk tags. Or you can do that in deer also. Deer is limited draw, so you do have to draw for tags. I tell people all the time, instead of putting in for your refund, put in for the leftover tags, and then you don't have to be in that rat race that comes in August. If you put in for a leftover tag on your application, they will send you some sheets of all the leftover tags, which are special draw tags that were undersubscribed, and you will get a chance to have a great hunt. And if you do nothing, if you absolutely do nothing when they send you those leftover draw, you still will get your money back in August. But give yourself a chance to pick up a great tag by just putting in the leftover draw.
So here's a question some people ask. If I use a leftover tag, does it use my point?
It does not. If you pick up a leftover tag, it does not use your preference points, even if it's in a special draw area. If you put in for a special draw of 66, hypothetically, and there was a leftover cow tags, and you went down and are you checked off the box when they mailed it to you, or you went to the Cabela's and picked up the leftover, it does not take away your preference points.
And the preference point system in Colorado, it's difficult. You don't just go up to the mountains and pull off on a pullout and start hunting somewhere. You need to know which unit you're in. You need to know if you're in an over-the-counter unit or if you're in a limited draw. So on these digital maps, you're going to be able do we have a winner yet, Mindy? Do we have any? We still need to have a third caller here at 303-477-5600. And we will do a giveaway here on these statewide maps, and you will have a $100 product that you'll be able to use out in the field on multiple platforms. It's going to show you what game management unit you're in. It's going to let you know if you're in a limited draw area or if you're in an over-the-counter area as well. We also have another product called Hunt Data, Big Game CD, that helps you manage your preference points. If you want to pull up the undersubscribed reports for deer in a late third season, you can quickly see that as well. So it helps you manage that, and the draw is coming up in April, so that's a little ways off, but it's a good time to start regrouping after your hunt and thinking about what you're going to do next year and getting together with your hunting buddies. So Tiny, tell us a little bit more about what you were saying also with some of the youth tags.
With the youth tags, there are not only advantages for these youth to hunt 6 years, but their license is only like $10.
Right.
Versus $45 for elk for us.
Right.
So that's a break for mom and dad. But they also have so many tags for youth that even if it's they say that there's no more tags left, if you call the Division of Wildlife and there's youth tags on Jim Bolger's desk, you'll get them if for that area. I mean,
right.
You just have to ask for them. And they also do a special hunt out by Meeker on a private ranch where they will give away 15 or 20 youth tags if you've drawn in that area. I mean, there's
right.
just so many ranching for wildlife.
So there's a lot of good resources for especially the youth. You know, we're trying to get more this next generation engaged. And Jessica was actually part of the program that Jim Bolger does and took her on a youth hunt up in Golden Gate. Do you remember that, Jess Marie?
Yes, I do.
And what did you do? You didn't get an elk on that picture. What did you get?
I did get a moose in that picture. I didn't
a
shoot.
A picture.
Yeah. I shot it with my camera, not my gun.
That's a good girl.
But, yeah, so that was pretty cool. That was my very first hunt that I was a part of about 3 years ago, I believe. I got to see a moose for the first time. That was pretty exciting for me as a youth hunter, regardless of the fact that I didn't end up harvesting an animal. I did get to experience the wildlife, and it was a really cool experience.
Awesome, awesome. And people, don't forget to keep calling in here, 303-477-5600. We also have some passes for women to go to the International Sportsman Show. It's normally $15. It's also free to youth under 16. So if you guys, we're going to be in booth 525C there, and Lisa and I will be teaching some class on turkey on one of their main stages there, and also on women and children in the outdoors. We are actually working with Tiny, going to be taking some women goose hunting coming up soon. And so people that do come to the outdoor show and attend our class, they will also qualify to be a part of that. So if you're new to it, or you just, you know, obviously you need to have a shotgun or access to one and have your hunter safety and kind of know what's going on there. But we would like to take you out on a goose hunt.
You know, the ladies only. I teach a lot of ladies only hunter ed classes, and so does a lot of different places like I think Denver, Colorado Springs. There is such a need to get women involved in this sport to save it.
Right.
Instead of guys, you know, football comes up, beer drinking comes up. I mean, there's just so many avenues not to go hunting. Well, with ladies, I've actually had guys call me up and rank on me, why are you teaching women to shoot? And I say, well, why are you making mad enough to shoot you? So it works out. But we figured out that if we can take the testosterone and the, you know better than that, I told you how to do that, you know you're not, if I can take that out of the system, they'd learn better and faster. And everybody knows they outshoot men 9-1 to begin with anyway.
Now, is this a real stat?
That is a real stat.
Seriously?
My kid's sister, Tammy, is 7-time Nebraska lady skeet champ. She's a world champ. She's never been beat by a man in her life.
Wow.
Okay, when we go dove hunting, I don't even have to really worry about it because I know I'm still going to eat. Oh, yeah. But the ladies-only programs, we are starting to get ladies-only goose hunts put together, pheasant hunts, and when we do a ladies-only class, I don't even let your grandpa, your dad, your brother, your boyfriend, if they show up when we go to shoot, they sit in the car in the parking lot. They're not even allowed to watch you shoot.
Just so you can be familiar with it and not be bossed.
And the last class we had was in Milliken at the rec center. Those ladies have bonded and already gone out hunting together.
Which is awesome.
So, I mean, It's just a thing, you know, and I get help when I teach a ladies-only class. Nancy Howard, she's a DWM out of Wellington. She comes down and helps, and it's...
So we're going to give you a number again for Tiny if you want to be a part of this program for women and children in the outdoors. It's 970-545-2014. And again, ladies, be calling in. We have free passes for you for the International Sportsman's Show. You can take your kids for free. It's an awesome show. It's International Sportsman's Show with John Kirk. They've been doing outdoor shows forever. Even if you want to bring your lab down there and learn some new tricks for them and training them and everything from outfitters to the division, Parks and Wildlife will be there, and you can actually have your kids fishing in tanks and catch some fish. They have a lot of booths set up.
And we'll be sharing a booth with High Plains Sportsmen. And High Plains is a place also, just FYI for you people out there that are always saying, I don't know where to take my family. I don't know how to get on some property. I don't know the BLM. They're just confused. And we have a lot of places here in Colorado to hunt, public and private. What High Plains Sportsman Club is, it's a club out of Colorado Springs. Jimmy Brannon is the owner. And what that is you can join a membership there and go places to deer hunt and antelope hunt. We have about 600,000 acres that's leased, and Donnell and I and our families are members of it also. And it's just incredible. You don't have to wake up every day going, where am I going to goose hunt? And it's a lease program that you go up to farmers and ranchers and you ask if you can lease their land to hunt on it. And that's what we have about 300 members, and it's limited. So it's one more avenue, one more resource if you're looking for places to hunt, High Plains Sportsmen.
So we have a caller on line three. We have our... Anyway, let's go ahead and go here. I want to share one story with Jessica this year. So she's been hunting avidly. She started out as a youth hunter with the youth program, and she was actually able to get a shot this year for the first time and got an elk with one shot. It was a great shot. So do you want to tell a little bit about that hunt, Jess?
Yeah, so I've been hunting for the past 3 years now, and I've never gotten a shot up until this point. And this year I was hunting. I'm in college right now, so I'm kind of limited to when I can hunt. So I had hunted one weekend and didn't really see anything. And then I hunted the next weekend and I saw a bunch of elk, but they were on private land, so I couldn't take a shot. And then the next morning I was just out, hadn't heard anything, didn't think anything was out there. And My mom was with me, and she threw out an elk call, and we got a little call back, and she was just calling back and forth, and we ended up calling in a cow elk, and I got my first shot and was able to harvest that elk. And so 3 years in coming, it took me a little while, but I kept at it and got my first shot and was able to harvest my first animal. So that was pretty exciting.
And I call it in hunting patient hope, because if you just think you're going to go out there and shoot something the first time, and honestly, that's what's kind of fun about waterfowl is you do get to shoot a lot more than with big game. Big game, you get to take photos of moose sometimes, but there's a little bit of patience involved, and it's enjoying the process. One of the things I like about that program is when you go that week and you commit and you stay the whole time. If you get sad because you didn't get into elk or something, you don't get to just go home because you're frustrated, and you get to have some new friendships, and that's what's part of the journey. We have a caller on line 3, and go ahead. Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. You are our winner here of our hunt data maps. Oh, just a caller. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I listen to your program from time to time when I've got some time. I just wanted to call and remind all your listeners that the right to keep and bear arms is going to come under unprecedented attack from here on in, particularly through the election cycle. And regardless of whether you are a hunter, a target shooter, collector, or a self-defense enthusiast, everyone is going to come under fire. As I say, it'll be unprecedented attacks. If you are involved within any of those disciplines, whatever, you need to be involved. You need to be a member of at least one national pro-Second Amendment group of your choice and one state-based as well. And if you're not active as far as campaign work or anything, it's going to be a must-do this year. Don't wait until you feel the wall against your back, because that moment is probably going to happen. We know many instances that have happened here in the past two, three months, have kind of set the stage for what has been known as a perfect storm before. So
right.
Be prepared and do something about it. Even if you don't feel like you can do anything at all, try. Do whatever you can with what means and what time that you have to work with. There's really no choice at this point.
Right. That's a good word. And we're getting ready to go to commercial break. But thank you so much for calling in and reminding us of that we don't lose the liberties that we've had and getting involved in our local organizations. That's a great word. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
You're under arrest for DUI, okay?
Don't follow one bad decision with another. If you or someone you love is facing a DUI charge, you need the smart, aggressive defense team at Flesh Law. The Flesh Law attorneys know what to look for in order to render the best possible outcome for your case. Sometimes they can even get the charges dropped altogether. The Flesh Law legal defense team turns the tables on the prosecutor by carefully examining all of the evidence, including the traffic stop itself, to see if it was legal. They'll go over every word in the arresting officer's report, witness reports, and how the evidence was collected. Everything is scrutinized. Flesh Law can even help in the most difficult, seemingly hopeless DUI cases. Your right to an aggressive legal defense is guaranteed. Call Flesh Law today, 720-689-0322. 720-689-0322. Trial tested, trial ready DUI defense. Flesh Law.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Well, it's time for the best savings of the year at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have a great selection of new and used cars and the lowest prices anywhere. Here's an example, a 2015 Silverado Crew Cab. $8,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Plus 10% overbooked for your trade. LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. This is Lisa Thompson. I'm joined here with Donnell Johnson, Tiny Thompson, and Jessica Johnson. We thank you for tuning in. And again, we're filling in for Scott Watley. And drive safe home, Scott. We'll see you soon. Wanted to thank Steve Malsom for calling in, and he won our first digital software giveaway. Thank you also to Sharon Harp. And you will have a pass waiting at the ISE show come January. We have 7 more passes to give, so if you want to call in, you ladies out there, give us a call, and we will call in at 303-477-5600. Any ladies out there, please call in. If your husband, boyfriend, brother listening right now, grab your sister and tell her to call, or call in for her and give her the phone. That would be great.
Christmas present. Why not?
Yep.
Great Christmas present. Call in for
your
ladies.
We have one more digital software to give away. So the next caller that calls in will give you a digital software worth $100. It's the Hunt Data digital software.
We have a caller on line 3 that we're going to talk to, Jay, concerning the Second Amendment, and Tiny's going to talk to you on that. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi there. I belong to the NRA, but I don't belong to a state organization. I listened to that last gentleman that called. Can you guys recommend some of the better state organizations?
The only one that really pops in my mind is Friends of the NRA. And if that's not the group that you want, I can pretty much bet that they can refer you to anything you need.
And if we have any other callers out there that have some recommendations, feel free to call in at 303-477-5600 and help us with that a little bit. But yeah,
the NRA is that like a Colorado
there's a chapter in every state in the union, and they're Friends of the NRA. It's like Friends of Cherry Creek Reservoir, stuff like that. They're a local state group that does stuff within the state.
Jay, my family, we're part of the NRA. It's a national group, but every state has their own, and it's National Rifle Association. And I'm not trying to push them or not whatnot. There's many organizations out there, but what he's saying is that we either start getting off the couch and helping out with bearing arms, or we're gonna lose bearing arms. So that's what that caller was basically saying. But again, I would do some research and see what fits in your family or in your philosophy, but there's many, many out there. But again, Tiny said Friends of NRA, they could help you if they're not the right fit for you.
No, that'd be fine, because I belong to the NRA anyway. So that work is great.
All right, well, thank you, Jay. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Hey, Donnell.
Yeah.
Do you remember you were talking to your daughter about her first elk? And it was 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is a kid that his name is Peyton Fisher. He lives in Eaton, Colorado. He's the first kid we took big game hunting. And we kept telling him about how when the forest gets up and runs away, and we were in black timber, and he's a short kid.
Right.
And he really just couldn't see all these heads about 20 yards away, 30 yards away. And when they stood up and started running from right to left, he had his gun, and he was pulling on each individual animal. He was pulling on each individual animal, and all I heard was Tiny, what do I do?
Right.
And I told him, shoot.
Right.
And he hit the trunk of a tree. And when we drove home from our hunting area, this kid fell asleep, and he smiled the whole way home in his sleep.
That's awesome.
So it's all about hunting and not shopping.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's so fun to be out in the forest with your family and friends. I've got a caller in line, too. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Who do we have on the phone?
David from Denver.
David from Denver. How can we help you today?
I was calling to see about hunting. You know, I'm disabled now.
Okay.
Back a long time ago, my grandma used to take me horseback riding and shooting with a bow and arrow on a horse. And I don't know anything about shooting out of a gun. But how do you do it now when you're disabled?
You know, there's,
and how do you get the meat? I mean, I don't even, I can't even imagine trying to carry one or drag one, even with a horse.
What is your name again?
David.
That's why you go hunting with somebody like me, who is a pack horse.
That's what I need.
It comes to mobility impaired, we are just now step up, step out, starting to venture into that area, and there is. I did not know that there was such a big need and interest for disabled people that want to come out and hunt. And we, starting this next year, we are going to take them on big game hunts. We need you to get up with us, because we got to have you practicing shooting, whether it's from a blind or from your chair. There's a group called Outdoor Buddies, Colorado Outdoor Buddies. And they specialize in that, but so do I. So does a group called HeroExpeditions.org. And they actually cater more towards disabled veterans, not service-related injuries, just any veteran that's disabled. And if you want to, my number is 970-545-2014. The trick with getting a hold of me is not to call me. It's to text me and leave your number and have me call you, because I haven't checked my phone messages in about 2.5 years.
Tiny, we're going to have a little talk after this.
But if you want to get started, I can put you in touch with a couple of organizations down here in Denver. And if you feel like you want to come up and hunt with us, the door's open. You just have to say, I want in.
Well, and David, I just wanted to let you know also that once you start hunting, and let's say you draw a tag somewhere, they have the Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a lady down there that just deals with disability and people getting past, like for instance, we took a friend in third rifle season. And he has a disability, and we didn't even know about it, but you could only walk or take a horse past these gates, and everyone else, you couldn't take a car, ATV, nothing like that. Well, because he can't walk very far and he does have disabilities, we got him a pass that he could actually drive past the gates. And that's the only way he got an elk, to be honest with you, because
awesome.
It was very. So there is a lot of resources out there. Tiny just gave you some of those. But also Parks and Wildlife have a person there at the Parks and Wildlife just dedicated for that. So you just have to fill out a form.
Again.
Yep. So there's so many resources, but you have Tiny's phone number and he can kind of direct you that way. But also use the Colorado Parks and Wildlife and talk to them also, because there's a lot out there for. We've been talking about youth, and you know, I'm glad you called in and we could talk about just disabilities, because there's a lot there for you. There's special tags out there for you guys there too, in every state, not just
awesome.
Colorado. So a little bit of research, a little bit of Google, a little bit of whatever your preference is, but there's a lot out there for you guys.
And you know,
well,
David,
cool.
I know these two ladies sitting across from me, and you ain't never seen anybody with blood coming out of the corner of their mouths when it comes to hunting season. But I can guarantee you that between the three of us, not counting the CPW, I can find you somebody in whatever area of the state you want to take you hunting.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So I'm, right. glad you called in, David.
I'll be calling you back.
Awesome. All
right.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Line three, we have another caller here. We're almost at the end of the show, but so who do we have here on line three?
Yes, I was calling for the gentleman who was looking for a local-based gun rights organization. He might want to consider RMGO, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. I know from personal experience they really work hard to back candidates who will vote in the Colorado legislature for gun rights. So he might want to consider RMGO, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners.
Thank you so much for listening and calling in and letting us know that. That's awesome. RMGO, thanks for calling in. We're going to go have to wrap it up here today at Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much, Tiny, for coming in and sharing Step Up, Step Out. You're doing some amazing things out there in the outdoors. And there's a lot of resources, like we said, for the handicapped, for women, for children. Lisa and I will be doing some classes at this expo, the Sportsman's Outdoor. Not too late to call in, ladies, 303-477-5600.